The morning after September 11, 2001, most CEOs faced an impossible question. How do you ask people to focus on quarterly targets when the world just shattered? Mark Loewer didn't even try. Instead of business-as-usual pep talks, he gathered his employees and simply asked them to share how they felt. What happened next revealed something profound about leadership. Those nightly emails turned into a $6 million fundraising wave for victims' families. Loewer understood what neuroscience now confirms. Leadership isn't primarily about vision decks or execution plans. It's about emotional contagion. Great leaders don't just direct, they resonate. They tap into something primal in us, igniting passion not through rational argument, but through an emotional frequency that makes people want to follow. Studies reveal a startling truth. 20 to 30% of business performance traces directly to organizational climate, and up to 70% of that climate flows from one source, the emotional tenor set by the person at the top. Here's what makes leadership so fundamentally emotional. Our brains aren't sealed emotional units. The limbic system, our emotional command center, operates as an open-loop system, constantly calibrating itself based on the emotional signals it receives from others. Think of it like Wi-Fi for feelings. When your boss walks into a room radiating anxiety, your amygdala picks up that signal before conscious thought kicks in. This isn't weakness, it's neurology. Business culture often celebrates the myth of emotionless rationality, the Spock-like executive who never lets feelings cloud judgment, but that's not how our brains actually work. The emotional brain holds veto power over our decisions, and suppressing it doesn't eliminate its influence. It just makes that influence unconscious and unmanaged. Emotional intelligence comprises four interconnected domains: self-awareness, recognizing your feelings, self-management, controlling emotional reactions, social awareness, reading others, and relationship management, influencing others' emotions. Self-awareness forms the foundation. You can't manage what you don't notice. Empathy enables leaders to create limbic resonance, a brain-to-brain synchronization that makes groups feel connected. Outstanding leaders deploy humor 3 times more often than average ones, using well-timed levity to shift emotional tone. Leadership skills develop through practice, not conventional training. Traditional programs fail because they target the neocortex, while leadership behaviors live in the limbic system, which learns through repetition. Sustainable development follows 5 discoveries: identifying your ideal self, recognizing your real self, creating a learning agenda, experimenting with new behaviors, and developing supportive relationships. Effective programs span months, combining formal training, peer learning, real-world practice, and regular feedback, not one-week intensives that generate temporary enthusiasm. Effective leaders master 6 styles, switching fluidly based on context. 4 create resonance, 2 require careful deployment. The visionary style articulates destination without micromanaging the journey. When Six Flags CEO Bob Pittman reframed janitor's mission from "keep parks clean" to "keep customers happy," it transformed their emotional relationship to work. This excels during uncertainty, but falters when working with experts who surpass your knowledge. The coaching style builds loyalty through conversations about long-term aspirations, discovering what people aspire to become. The affiliative style prioritizes emotional bonds. Yankees manager Joe Torr nurtured relationships during calm periods to build emotional capital for high-pressure moments. While excellent for morale, it alone can enable poor performance. The democratic style builds commitment through participation. When Sister Mary faced closing a Catholic school, she involved everyone in understanding the crisis and determining solutions, preventing the backlash unilateral decisions created elsewhere. This works when you need ideas, but stalls during crises. The pace-setting style, where leaders set high bars and expect everyone to match their pace, can yield spectacular results with talented teams, but often backfires, leaving teams anxious and guessing. The commanding style typically ranks least effective, driving away talent. Yet it works during genuine emergencies, turnarounds, or with problem employees after other approaches fail. Use it surgically, not habitually. What about famously abrasive CEOs who seem successful? Often, they're not leading people directly. Their division heads employ resonance styles that shield teams from toxicity. Others create illusions of success through soaring stock prices while hiding catastrophic talent drain. Gallup research analyzing 2 million employees confirms people don't leave companies, they leave managers. Your best people won't tolerate miserable bosses. They have options. Research on insurance CEOs found emotionally intelligent leaders outperformed others on every climate measure. The most resonant leaders don't mechanically match styles to situations. They read people in real time and adjust fluidly. Nick Mimkin's transformation illustrates this perfectly. As a salesperson, he exceeded quotas by 150%. As a leader, he initially crashed using pace setting and commanding styles that created high turnover. His breakthrough came when he recognized star contributor skills were sabotaging his leadership. By shifting to coaching and visionary approaches, implementing mentoring sessions, creating development plans, asking questions instead of giving orders, he transformed his agency from bottom to top quartile within 3 years, slashing turnover by 60%. The higher you climb, the less reliable feedback you receive. This CEO disease creates an information vacuum where uncomfortable truths get withheld. Studies show executives rate themselves more generously than others do, with the gap widening at senior levels. In one study, 80% of CEOs believed they provided honest feedback, while only 42% of employees agreed. We favor information confirming our distorted self-image while ignoring contradictory evidence, attributing successes to skill and failures to external factors. Emotionally intelligent leaders break through this by actively seeking negative feedback and valuing devil's advocates. Studies of nearly 400 executives showed the most effective leaders regularly scheduled feedback sessions and implemented specific changes based on critical input. The 360-degree method provides multiple perspectives. Bosses evaluate strategic thinking, peers assess collaboration, subordinates observe day-to-day leadership. Multiple viewpoints create a complete image because you behave differently with different people. Real development begins not with narrow career planning, but with holistic vision, integrating values, family, and community. Connecting with your dreams releases transformative energy. When hydrogeologist Abdinasir Ali realized he could propose a water resource management subsidiary in East Africa, rather than waiting until retirement to help his drought-stricken Kenyan village, he tapped into authentic passion. This alignment of professional expertise with personal mission expanded his vision from one village to an entire region. Effective learning agendas resonate with personal dreams, not remedial performance plans. The best agendas focus on who you want to become rather than someone else's expectations. Goal setting is highly personal. Some leaders never set specific goals, but make decisions guided by clear values, while others maintain detailed plans. The greatest mistake is committing to activities that don't fit your current life and work style. Leadership skills develop through implicit learning as we observe teachers, coaches, and other leaders. Improving emotional intelligence requires bringing bad habits into awareness, consciously practicing better approaches, and rehearsing until new behaviors become automatic, a process taking months, not days. Unlike athletes who spend most time practicing, executives spend no time practicing and all time performing. This explains why leaders recycle problems rather than improving. Mental rehearsal dramatically improves skill development, activating the same brain cells involved in actually performing that activity. Relationships provide essential context for development. People with whom we share trust offer safe places to experiment without risk. Creating personal boards of directors, trusted colleagues, mentors, coaches, provides ongoing support for sustainable change. In our accelerating world of technological disruption, emotionally intelligent leadership becomes essential. The old top-down authority model increasingly fails. Resonant leaders excel in relationships, the expertise most crucial today. They manage disruptive emotions to think clearly under pressure, adapt before crisis hits, and envision brighter futures. Leadership works through emotions because we constantly connect, collaborate, and create together. Leaders who recognize their emotional wake ripples through every interaction, build more human organizations where people flourish and teams resonate. This isn't soft leadership. It's the hardest and most necessary work. People don't remember strategy decks or quarterly targets. They remember how you made them feel. That resonance transforms good organizations into great ones.